There was the voice of him that cried in the wilderness, prepare you the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be exalted, and every mountain and hill shall be made low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough place plain. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it. The voice of the Lord spoke to Isaiah to cry. Isaiah asked the Lord, what shall I cry? The Lord asked him to cry, all flesh is grass, and all the goodliness thereof is as the flower of the field. The grass withers, the flower fadeth, because the Spirit of the Lord blows upon it, surely the people is grass. The grass withers and flower fadeth, but the word of our God shall stand forever. John the Baptist came preaching in the wilderness of Judea. He cried out, repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. He was the man that was spoken of by the prophet Isaiah, saying, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare you the way of the Lord, make his path straight. Then went out to him Jerusalem and all Judea and all the region round about Jordan, and were baptized of him in Jordan, confessing their sins. But when he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees come to his baptism, he said unto them, O generation of vipers, who hath warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bring forth therefore fruits meet for repentance, and think not to say within yourselves, we have Abraham to our father. For I say unto you that God is able of these stones to raise up children unto Abraham. Finally, Jesus came to John the Baptist in Jordan, and he was baptized and went up straightway out of the water, and then heavens were opened unto him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting upon him. And lo, a voice from heaven saying, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. John the Baptist, who was the voice in the wilderness, asked the people in Judea to repent and prepare to see Messiah, the King of the Jews. He had to redeem the sins of the world so that men may enter the kingdom of God. So John the Baptist introduced Jesus as the Lamb of God, saying, behold, Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world, because he had to die for our sins. Prophet Jeremiah testified of the sins of man, saying, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? Jesus said that which cometh out of the man that defileth man. For from within out of the heart of man proceed evil thoughts, adulteries, fornications, murders, thefts, covetousness, and evil eyes, blasphemies, pride, and foolishness. All these evil things come from within and defile the man. Bible says, the ways of sin is death, the gift of God is life eternal in the Lord Jesus Christ. All men sinned and come short of glory of God. And sooner or later, the Messiah shall come to the earth to judge the quick and dead. Prophet Isaiah cried out for this, behold, the Lord God will come with a strong hand, and his arm shall rule for him. Behold, his reward is with him, and his walk before him. He shall feed his flock like a shepherd. He shall gather the lambs with his arm, and carry them to his bosom, and shall gently lead those that are with young. The kingdom of heaven is near at hand. For the Messiah is coming as the Lord of lords and King of kings to the earth to take over the earth. Prophet Zechariah testified of the day of vengeance against nations that will gathering against the Holy Land. Prophet Isaiah also testified of the day of vengeance, saying, who is this that cometh from Edom with dyed garments from Bozrah? This that is glorious in his apparel, traveling in the greatness of his strength. I that speak in righteousness, mighty to save. Wherefore art thou red in thine apparel, and thy garments like him that treadeth in the wine fat? I have trodden the winepress alone, and of the people that was not with me, for I will tread them in mine anger, and trample them in my fury, and their blood shall be sprinkled upon my garments, and I will stain all my raiment. For the day of vengeance is in my heart, and thy year of my redeemed is come. Apostle John testified of the day of vengeance also, saying, And I saw heavens opened, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True, and in righteousness he doth judge and make war. His eyes were in flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns, and he had a name written that no man knew but he himself. And he was clothed with vesture dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. And the armies which are in heaven followed him upon white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean. And out of his mouth goes a sharp sword, that with it he should smite the nations. And he shall rule them with a rod of iron, and he treadeth in the winepress of the fierceness and wrath of Almighty God. And he hath on his vesture and on his thigh a name written, King of kings and Lord of lords. Prophet Zechariah testified of the repentance of the Holy Land when the Messiah come, saying, I will pour upon the house of David and upon the inhabitants of Jerusalem the spirit of grace and of supplications, and they shall look upon me whom they have pierced, and they shall mourn for him, as one mourns for his only son, and shall be in bitterness for him, as one that is in bitterness for his firstborn. In that day there shall be a fountain open to the house of David, and to the inhabitants of Jerusalem, for sin and for uncleanness. A psalmist also testified of the Messiah, the Lord, Jesus Christ, saying, Yet have I set my king upon my holy hill of Zion. I will declare the decree. The Lord hath said unto me, Thou art my son. This day have I begotten thee. Ask of me, and I shall give thee the heathen for thine inheritance, and uttermost parts of the earth for thy possession. Thou shalt break them with a rod of iron. Thou shalt dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel. Be wise now, therefore, O you kings. Be instructed, you judges of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear, and rejoice with trembling. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry, and you perish from the way, when his wrath is kindled but a little. Blessed are all they that put their trust in him. Yes. It is right time to hear the voice in the wilderness again of the coming king to take over the earth from the hand of the devil, the prince of the world. For Jesus paid the price of sin of the world on the cross, died for our sins, and buried and rose again the third day according to the scriptures. Even Moses testified of the Messiah to come, saying, The Lord thy God will raise up unto thee a prophet from the midst of thee, of thy brethren, like unto me. Unto him you shall hearken. He testified of the Messiah to come as a prophet to die for the sin of the world, to redeem of sins for all. Yes, Messiah is coming to make his will be done in the earth as it is in heaven. The gospel of Christ is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Gentiles. God hath sent his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin condemned sin in his flesh. Prophet Isaiah testified of the Son of God to appear after several hundred years later, saying, Therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. For unto us a child born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom, to order it and establish it with judgment from henceforth even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts shall perform this. Yes, according to the scripture, God became a man. The scripture testified of this sign. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of man. And the light shineth in the darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. And the Word was made flesh, and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten Son of the Father, full of grace and truth. He came His own, and His own received Him not. But as many as received Him, to them gave He power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on His name. Since Jesus Christ died for the sin of the world, and rose again the third day, the Spirit of God, it is called the Holy Spirit, Spirit of truth, now reproving the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment of sin. Because man believed not on Jesus, the Messiah, for God condemned the sins of the Lord in His flesh, and the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in them that believe on Jesus. Of righteousness. Because Jesus went to His Father, and you cannot see Him anymore, except you are to be righteous through the blood of Jesus. For He is the only way and the truth and the life. Of judgment. Because the prince of the world, which is the devil, is judged to be cast out into the lake of fire when Jesus come again to judge the world. For He died for the sin of the world and rose again the third day. For He took away the sin of the world and overcame the devil that has the power of sin and death. I invited all you to be to the kingdom of God, whether you are the Jew or Gentiles, and to pray with me to receive the Lord Jesus Christ, the Messiah in your heart, to save your soul, not to perish in the hell with the devil. Dear Lord God, I am sinner. I believe in Jesus Christ, who died for my sins and buried and rose again the third day. Please forgive my sin that I have not believed in You, and give me salvation of my soul, and give me the Holy Spirit to be regenerated and to be born again and to be the new creature. Please lead my life, Holy Spirit, from now on to do Your will, glorifying Your name, Jesus, Messiah. In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. To contact with me, you're welcome. Please send me email at wgmi2000@yahoo.com. Again, wgmi2000@yahoo.com. God bless you all.